Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Wagner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Charlie Wagner. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting 8th. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hefner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berardino. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cronin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney who is chasing the ball. McQuinn reaches third base with a triple. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Jack Wilson now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Judnick moves to second. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Spence reaches second base with a double. Finney moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. Finney scores. Spence moves to third. It's 3-1, Browns. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Judnick. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Spence scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cronin moves to third. Fox moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr is called out on strikes. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Cronin scores. Fox moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Berardino moves to second. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to third for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Allen moves to third. It's 4-3, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen scores. Clift moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Judnick is hit by the pitch. Clift moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift scores. McQuinn scores. Judnick moves to third. It's 7-3, Browns. Nels Potter now pitching. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clift strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. McQuinn moves to third. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. Peacock hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newsom moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spence hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berardino hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Grace goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Berardino scores. It's 9-3, Browns. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-4 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive towards third. Cronin catches it and throws to second to double up Farrell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-3 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams pinch hits for Nels Potter. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Finney hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Cullen Bynes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.